Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You might be familiar with the White House website, We the People. It was started by President Obama. It's billed by the White House as your voice in our government. It promises an official response to any petition that gets more than 25,000 signatures. A couple of hundred of people are petitioning for a Michael Jackson Day, but residents of Georgia, Louisiana, Alabama, and Texas all have more than 25,000 signatures on their petitions to secede from the United States. And now Congressman Ron Paul is weighing in. He says this movement to secede is a deeply American principle. Politico's Kevin Cirilli has been covering all of this. Kevin, you and others note that this gained a lot of momentum after President Obama's reelection.
Really, since the election, we've seen dozens of states creating these petitions, but most notably in Texas. In fact, I was speaking with the president of the Texas National Movement, who told me that really it was the election that helped gain momentum. But while many people are saying that this is a reaction to Mitt Romney losing and perhaps some of his supporters being a bit upset about that, he also told me that this is a movement that has been going on for decades. And really, as we saw with Ron Paul, he feels that this is a deeply American principle, that this is something that, after all, early in our history, we succeeded from Britain, and that it's a conversation that should be taken seriously.
Well, when you say it's been going on for a long time, some trace it, of course, back to Lincoln. And with this popular film out now, we're reminded, you know, that Lincoln was seen as somebody who greatly expanded the federal government, and, you know, he emancipated slaves, the largest single financial asset in the country at the time. And there, you know, there were calls for secession there and then. But is there something more going on now than, you know, that sort of American individualism?
When I was speaking to some people who support secession or who have signed the petition, they pointed to the rising national deficit and what they feel is the decline of some of the American principles and that this country was founded on. That being said, secession is something that has been injected into the American rhetoric long before this. A couple of years ago, Texas Governor Rick Perry, he had made some comments about secession that had come back to politically haunt him just a few years ago when he was running for president. So I think that this is something in Texas, as you know, Ron Paul, a representative from Texas, something in their political discourse that isn't necessarily mainstream, but as a result of November 6th has gained much momentum. It's got something like close to 120,000 signatures, this petition in Texas. And it, as you mentioned, it should very likely see a response from the White House in the coming weeks.
Well, it would have to, because that's the promise of the White House. But we also want to note that Austin in Texas, there are people there who are moving to secede from Texas. Well, we're thinking about this again today because Farrah Stockman writes a terrific column in the Boston Globe today about getting calls from friends from overseas commenting on President Obama's reelection, but then also saying, isn't it a shame that now so many states plan to withdraw from America? I mean, there's a perception overseas that when you go on this website, in addition to people who want to, you know, nationalize the Twinkie industry, there are these thousands of signatures in different states, 31,000 in Georgia, 29,000 in Alabama. To secede.
Robin, that's a great point. And when you look at, as you mentioned, some of these other petitions that are popping up, they are saying, hey, you know what? We are happy being Americans. We want to stay here. Please keep us in the country. And you can take some of these other folks who want to leave, let them go. But that being said, I think that when you look at it from a context of if they really wanted to succeed, they wouldn't be petitioning an online website. They would, in fact, be making movements within their state capitals and within their legislators and trying to get the political leverage that way. So until we start to see that, I think that this is the extent of this movement.
Sort of an online protest. And we do need to note that the group of Vermonters considered secession after George W. Bush was reelected.
So this is, in fact, a deeply American tradition.
That's Kevin Cirilli of Politico talking about the many petitions for secession at the White House website. Kevin, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
So what do you think? Just a passing online thing or something more serious? We'd love your thoughts at hereandnow.org. And while there, remember we have a web chat today with Chef Kathy Guntz. She's going to take any and all questions about Thanksgiving dinner. None too foolish, as I demonstrate every time I speak with her on the program. That's 3 p.m. Eastern Time, hereandnow.org. Avoid facial tics. Speak to Kathy Guntz today. Back in 30 seconds. Here and Now.